USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is raising interest rates another 0.75 percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the central bank has the tools to turn inflation around.
We are highly attentive to the risks high inflation poses to both sides of our mandate, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% objective.
Powell adding that consumer spending is slowing down. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is confirming an offer has been made to get two Americans out of Russia. Paul Whelan and WNBA star Brittany Griner are being detained there, but Blinken confirmed a substantial proposal was put forward to get them home.
We put a substantial proposal on the table weeks ago to facilitate their release. Our governments have communicated repeatedly and directly on that proposal.
Griner appeared in a Russia court on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Several Americans were recently arrested for attempting to smuggle illicit drugs and firearms across the southern border in Arizona. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, reacts to the situation on the Senate floor.
Washington liberals say it's a compassionate policy, is to lure desperate people into inhumane conditions.
The Biden administration says they're working with foreign governments to interrupt human trafficking and address the causes of illegal immigration. The mayor of St. Louis is declaring a state of emergency for the city following record rainfall that caused flash flooding. Many businesses and homes were inundated with rain, which fell as fast as 1 inch an hour at times on Tuesday. The fire department conducted dozens of rescues, and one man died in West St. Louis when his car was flooded in over 8 feet of water. It's the first step to receiving federal financial support. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Democratic-led House Oversight and Reform Committee holds a hearing on Wednesday with top gun manufacturers to address a recent spike in gun violence and mass shootings. CEO and president of Sturm, Ruger & Company, Christopher Killoy, suggests the committee shifts their focus from guns to criminals when investigating mass shootings.
Any firearm can be used for good or for evil. The difference is in the intent of the individual possessing it, which we respectfully submit should be the focus of any investigation into the root causes of criminal violence involving firearms.
Democrats accuse the gun industry of pushing assault rifles despite knowing the danger they pose to society. New details are being released after another body is found in a Nevada lake.
We know a little bit more about the latest set of skeletal remains discovered at Lake Mead at the south end of Nevada, where it meets Arizona. The Clark County Coroner's Office in Nevada says the remains found Monday near Boulder Beach are partial. The person has not been identified and the cause of death is not clear. This is the third time human bones have been discovered at Lake Mead since May 1st, as the water level continues to fall past historic lows. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You have just over 3 days to get your Mega Millions ticket. The next drawing set for Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. That jackpot will be worth over $1 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.